I'm not going to keep you guys long tonight. I'm going to do something that I don't normally do the way I approach this. I'm going to be asking for prayers. Prayers for myself, prayers for the transitions that I'm going through, and that I will continue going through over the next couple months. For those of you who don't know, I have been accepted to Oklahoma Christian in the fall. And God willing, I will be leaving in just under a month. This is a huge change for me in many, many different ways. If you are anything like me, the thought of change makes your palms sweat, gives you a little bit of anxiety. Things are good the way that they are. So why change? It doesn't really seem like it's necessary. But change is an unavoidable obstacle that we all come in contact with on a daily basis. Whether it's decisions we make, going to school, finding a job, starting a relationship, or things that we have no choice in, things that are forced on us, things that we just have to deal with, losing a job, someone close to you passing away. Some of us handle transition and change better than others. Some of us are terrible at it. Some of us, it's a rocky path to try to get back onto a routine. There are people out there who cannot get the same thing at a restaurant more than once. It's good, but they move on. Next thing on the menu. Myself, I find something that I like at a restaurant, and I will be getting that every single time I go to that restaurant. It's a safe option. I know it's good. I know I'm going to like it. But we don't always have the safe option. When we were baptized, those of us who are, we basically agreed to be open to change, to go where Jesus leads at the drop of a hat. Personally, not the most appealing perk of baptism. We see in Exodus 7, God telling Moses, who at this time was living comfortably at 80 years old, to go and speak to Pharaoh about letting the Israelites out of Egypt. Moses' response, basically, was, "I don't speak real good, why me?" I'm paraphrasing. I chose Moses just because he's a good example of us. Of us saying, someone else is better at it. It's not meant for me. God, choose somebody else. Moses took some convincing. He didn't want to change the way that he was living. He was happy and comfortable. As we know, God wins. Moses did as he was told. Being accepting of change is the easier path for us, because God's will be done regardless. I have a jealousy of Paul. Not really what he went through, but his ability to handle change. In Acts 9, we see Saul's conversion and baptism. So starting in verse 1 of Acts chapter 9, it says, "Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus so that he, if he found anyone there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, 'Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?' 'Who are you, Lord?' Saul asked. 'I am Jesus, who you are persecuting,' he replied. 'Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do.'" Don't answer that unless it's Jesus calling. "The men traveling with Saul stood there speechless. They heard the sound, but they did not see anyone. Saul got up off the ground, and when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand to Damascus. For 3 days he was blind. He did not eat or drink anything. In Damascus there was a disciple named Ananias. The Lord called to him in a vision, 'Ananias.' 'Yes, Lord,' he answered. The Lord told him, 'Go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. In a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him to restore his sight. Lord, Ananias answered, I have heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your holy people in Jerusalem. And he has come here with authority from the chief priest to arrest all who call on your name. So even in this story, we see Ananias being hesitant about changing the people he associates with out of fear for his life. Maybe not something we can relate to, but definitely something we can understand. So continued in verse 15. But the Lord said to Ananias, Go, this man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and their kings and to the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name. Then Ananias went to the house and entered it, placing his hands on Saul. He said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. He got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. Although it did take getting yelled at on the road and 3 days of blindness, we see a dramatic change from Saul to Paul. It is night and day. Paul does not sit on the fence about his faith. He is all in. This is where my jealousy comes from. I want to be able to handle change like that. So again, I ask everyone here to pray for me. Pray that I don't need to go blind for 3 days to be accepting of change. Help me to see change and transition as an opportunity to better myself and take advantage of what is put in front of me. I also ask that you pray the same thing for those like me, the ones who shy away from change due to discomfort or fear. I think in a way, one way or another, we could all use that prayer. If you are struggling with anything in your life or with a transition in your life and you need a more specific prayer, please come forward and stand as we sing.